the problem that we have with violence involving guns is we have people in this nation, in all different crime categories, that have the intent to do someone harm in society, and they have access to firearms. And I don't care what side of the issue you're on. It is an access to firearms issue when someone can walk into school, walk into our mall, walk into a bank, or abuse their spouse with a firearm. That is unacceptable, and we need to do something about it. And arming the citizenry is not going to solve that problem.
Do you have an answer? What do we do about it?
Well, I think we need to look at as far as the access. Who has access to firearms? There needs to be some common sense restrictions. I'm not one that says we take guns away from people or anything else, but there are certainly people that you can't argue should not have access to firearms because of their propensity for violence, because of what they've done in the past. And so we need to limit the straw purchases that take place in this nation. We need to eliminate the transfer of firearms without any accountability. And we have for years and years regulated and looked at firearms and said, guess what? You need to apply for a permit to go in order to get, let's say, a Class 3 weapon, which is an automatic weapon, a shortened barrel. There's a category of weapons that people can still have access to, but they have to go through a process by which they register, and we determine if they are valid individuals to have those firearms. Why we couldn't do that with a broader category, I don't know, because I think it would be very easy. And it is common sense that doesn't say you can't have the firearm, but it says that certain people should not, and we're going to evaluate that and take that very responsible.